days, many of us turn on the computer when we want to flip through a magazine or read newspaper headlines or stories. We are looking for information, but it seems many of these publications that we look to are also looking to us for content. Our tech and trends columnist DJ Kelly joins us now with more on this. Hello there, DJ.
Good afternoon.
Well, what are you seeing out there?
What am I seeing? I see all kinds of crazy things.
as long as it's not dead people, I think we're all
right.
No,
not at all. It's kind of funny you mentioned dead. I mean, a lot of people think of newspapers, magazines in the era of the online world that it's over, that they're not going to win that battle. But a lot of them are figuring it out in terms of some really interesting ways that they can actually use online tools in order to enhance their physical real world product.
And what are they doing?
Some of the things that interest me the most is that we're seeing some really beautiful data visualizations. Is probably one of the big ones. The New York Times is probably the perfect example of this, in that not only are you taking some interesting stats or whatnot that might be in a physical product, but when you direct people to the online version, they can actually start playing with those statistics and seeing the root stats or data that you might be using. Not only that, but you can actually start playing with that data a little bit. So taking a look at it from your point of view, changing a couple of parameters, and actually seeing the data change in front of you. They really are beautiful, actually, some of the graphs that they do. We're seeing a lot of these real-world products using the online world to extend the editorial content that they can offer. So whether it be reading or listening to full-length interviews, for example, with people that wouldn't necessarily have been in the original product, you may also be seeing more photos or more details online. And a lot of them are also creating some really sort of creative, interactive feedback content, such as polls and contests, and engaging their readers in the way that the actual newspaper or magazine originally couldn't have been able to accomplish.
So it's very much in the now. And what are some of the magazines and groups that are doing this sort of thing?
Yeah, there's one group actually based in Calgary, Avenue Magazine, the Calgary magazine. They're doing something that's sort of taking that whole feedback to the entire next level, which is they've created something called an editorial panel, which is mainly promoted through their LinkedIn group. For those of you who aren't on LinkedIn, it's just a professional it's like Facebook for business professionals, but they've created this online survey and whatnot, so that this editorial panel of people who have sort of self-identified as wanting to participate can actually help plan the magazine. And they're in the middle of their first issue right now, planning their first issue online, and it's really quite fascinating to see how the community is actually creating not only the content for the magazine, but also what should be going into it.
Yeah. That is really cool. And there's also opportunities for live chats with some of the people who are either the newsmakers or the people who write the articles themselves.
Yeah, Calgary Herald, the Edmonton Journal, and a few of the others as well are actually using Twitter and some live chats online in order to build your direct relationship between the writer themselves and the reader. So using, you know, Edmonton Journal, Calgary Herald as an example, they regularly hold political or sports chats with their writers where the readers can ask direct questions to those writers. We're seeing some travel magazines encouraging readers to ask questions of their writers via Twitter. We're seeing more and more writers joining Twitter to not only to respond to the questions, but also to report in real time as well and develop a bit more of a one-on-one rapport with the readers.
Yeah, that's really neat. And obviously, we've been able to do this because of social media and how it's developed. And that's huge, DJ.
Yeah, LinkedIn groups, Facebook pages are sort of the most common, but some are using meetup.com in order to plan real-world get-togethers as well. The Huffington Post has sort of taken the original basis of social media, the blog, to a whole new stratosphere in that readers are actually contributing the content for that online newspaper, and then the paid staff are actually focusing more on things like investigative journalism, the larger, bigger picture trends and whatnot, really the things that you would want a paid journalist to do. But the bloggers themselves are actually handling things at a much lower level. I'm really excited, though, actually. National Post and Metro are two newspapers that are using Foursquare to deliver content in a way that I never would have imagined. If you check into a venue, they cross-reference their news with the location that you checked into. So, for example, if you check into City Hall, they might pop up and give you a link to the latest political story. Or if you check into a restaurant, it might pop up and give you the latest review that they've written in their paper about the restaurant, or tell you about a show that's happening at the art gallery or the museum across the street.
This is all fascinating stuff, and it does make me wonder how difficult it is for some of these organizations to get this done. I mean, you've got to be on top of things.
Yeah, just like any of the other stuff that they're writing about, I mean, you definitely want to hire somebody who knows how to do these kinds of things in order to go in, down that road. Certainly, as you know, we said at the beginning, we thought that a lot of these organizations might be dying because they didn't have those skill sets to begin with, but they're certainly finding the people to do it now.
DJ, as always, it is great to have you with us. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's DJ Kelly. He's an Alberta blogger, texter, and Twitterer. He keeps an eye on the latest tech trends for us here on Alberta at Noon.